We're here at Las Palmas Community Center for Commissioner's Corner with District 3 Commissioner Omar Quintanilla, who's going to tell us a little bit about what's happening in his district. There's a lot going on, especially during this pandemic. You were allowed to do a lot of projects out there. Let's start with drainage.
Yeah, drainage. That's an issue that we've been tackling at the city for the last few years. As you know, we issued a bond to be able to provide resources to tackle the big problem, because drainage is not only a District 3 concern, but a concern throughout the city. And so over the last 4 years, we've completed four big projects. I've talked about Vine and 48th. That was a stormwater inlet that we completed in October of 2020. Pecan and 27th is another project, stormwater detention facility over at Lincoln that was completed in December of 2019. And Gardenia and 25th was another project that was completed in October of last year. And 43rd Street and Hibiscus is a project that we completed in July, which was last month. Now, we have four other projects that we're working on. All four projects in the district, we're gonna be concentrated on Quince and 27th Street and Quince and 29th, those projects to begin early part of next year. There's a blue line that is by Hibiscus that we're gonna be expanding the capacity there so that it allows for more water to drain. We're gonna start that in March of next year. And then 29th and Hibiscus is another project that we will begin next year as well. So as you can see, we've been focusing on drainage over the last 4 years and into the next couple of years, so that when we get rain events like we did in 2018 and 2020, we're not gonna see the effect as we did, especially in 2018.
I know the meteorologists were saying this was a very wet summer, and one of the reasons people didn't complain a lot is because you've done these drainage projects throughout the year. And this was all paid for by a bond that the voters in McAllen decided to pass.
That's right. You know, we had a survey back in 2015 and then again in 2019, and the residents were concerned about drainage. And so back in 2018, we put before the voters a proposition to raise $20-some million for drainage. And so the voters passed the measure, and so we had the money to be able to use to make these improvements. And so we made some, we're continuing to make some other improvements, but the idea here is to make drainage a priority to complete these projects so that in a major rain event, you know, we're not gonna see the types of flooding that has happened, especially back in 2018.
And if folks remember, we're still in hurricane season until November, so it's still early in the season, but everything's working out great thanks to all these new drainage projects that have been completed, and now you're planning more in the future.
That's right. You know, we plan for it so that we don't have the effects that we had in the past. You know, we can work on these projects. You know, early on in the summer, we do have the ability for residents to pick up sandbags, and so it's all in preparation for hurricane season, which we are currently in.
All righty, Commissioner, but you're also working on some other street widening, both Taylor and Daffodil. And I say those together, but really both of them are major projects.
That's right, that's right. You know, traffic is another big issue. You know, back when we did our survey, you know, people were asking for improvements to our traffic plan here in McAllen. And so the city of McAllen has been working with the city of Mission to expand Taylor Road. You know, that road is a two-lane road right now. It's a major north-south traffic area. And so that project is gonna commence in a couple of months. We're gonna first start from the expressway to Business 83, widening it to a four-lane road. And next year, fourth quarter of next year, we should begin phase two, which is Business 83 to Daffodil. And so I'm excited about that. I think that it's going to benefit this area of West McAllen significantly, because as you drive by there now, you know, it's a two-lane road, and it's not as easy to get north and south. But with a four-lane road, kind of like we did on Benson about 10 years ago, you're going to see that same thing happen in Taylor Road.
And so people understand, when he says City of Mission, half the roadway belongs to Mission, half the roadway belongs to McAllen. And throughout the years, I remember the negotiations, who's gonna pay for it to do the project, and you've come to a compromise.
That's right, that's right. So it's a joint effort. They're taking the lead in acquiring right-of-way, and the two cities combined are putting our resources together to make this happen.
And if you live between the two cities, which I do, you know that that street is very needed in the area.
That's right. I also live between the two cities, and it is, it is. And along those lines, you know, we're going to be working on the next major roadway expansion in District 3, which is going to be Daffodil, between Taylor and Benson. If you drive by there now, it's a two-lane road, and it goes to two lanes, and then it expands a little bit. But what we're looking to do is make it into a four-lane road. It's a project that we expect to begin in the second quarter of next year. $5.9 million project, and it's much needed in the area.
Yeah, I've been down that road also. I know what you're saying. It's got like a golf course, a little putt-putt course?
Exactly. It's part of a community that's there that has a small area for golf. And so it's not only going to help with traffic flow, but it's also going to improve the drainage in that area too, because there's going to be a drainage improvements that are made there. So we're excited about that.
Okay, the other thing that we said we were going to talk about, Commissioner, is?
Weedy lots.
Okay, thank you for reminding me. Code enforcement, because they're very important. And due to these rains, the grass grows a lot. And then there's complaints citizens file with the city about their neighbor not cutting their yards.
That's right, and that's the reason why I wanted to talk about it today, because we've had an unusually wet summer season, and because of that, as you drive around town, you'll see areas that have tall grass, and the neighbors surrounding that area don't like that situation, because as you know, it could breed mosquitoes, which about a month or two ago we had a big mosquito problem, and fortunately we don't have that problem as much as we did before. But the weedy lots have been an issue and have been a complaint that comes about every so often. And so I thought I would bring that up. Our code enforcement area is available to help with this. You can call 681-1900 to report a weedy lot. Just give the address. And even easier than that, just download our 311 app, and there you can also report a weedy lot. Take a picture, put the address, it'll actually record where you're at. So if you're there, it'll record you there and submit that. And you know, it's a process, because a letter has to be sent to the homeowner and giving them 10 days to comply. It's 15 inches or more, you're in violation of our weedy lot ordinance. And so keep that in mind. You know, be our eyes and ears out there and report any weedy lots of over 15 inches.
And of course, it's for your health and safety, folks, because it does breed mosquitoes, and mosquitoes are bad for us, especially with this rainy season we've had this summer. Also, because we're at Las Palmas Community Center, we were here visiting with the staff, and they have summer program that was very successful. All the classes were full. They're about to start their fall schedule. So they have a lot going on here for children and adults.
That's right. I wanted to talk about Las Palmas, because oftentimes we consider this community center as for senior citizens, in which it does. There's an emphasis here about senior citizens. It's also a location where Amigos de Valle drops off food for its congregate meal program. And so, and that many people know about, but sometimes what's missed is the youth program. You know, as you mentioned, during the summer, we had good attendance for the summer youth program, but we do have a fall program, and it starts September the 6th through the 8th, through October the 8th. Session one and session two begins October 11th through November the 12th. Classes are on Monday and Wednesday, and they offer guitar, piano lessons, ballet, kids baking, which my daughter has been a part of, tumbling, and folklorico, which I think that'd be great for anyone to participate in. And so keep that in mind. We have a great youth program here at Las Palmas Community Center, and we invite you to participate. Come by and take a look at the programs that are here and sign up. Sign up your child for the classes that are here and take a look at all the resources that are here. One of the things that I wanted to mention here at Las Palmas is as a commission, we're looking towards making improvements to the park that is out, that is here adjacent to the community center. And so hopefully sometime the next year, we're going to start to be making improvements to the park. You know, we have a great trail that's here. We have some tennis courts that are here as well. And so one of the things that we plan to do with the extra resources that we have are make some improvements here. And so hopefully in the next 12 months, you're going to see some improvements begin here at Las Palmas Community Center.
Well, that sounds like some great news. I know that money has been budgeted, so we're going to see some kind of change outside at the community park out here. Also, for seniors, I just found out that I'm eligible. For a senior citizen to participate in the programs, you can be from anywhere in the valley, 50 years and up. So I qualify. So I may be here for lunch a couple times later, see if they allow me to eat with some of the seniors here. But it's a very active community center. If you haven't been down here, come and visit and listen to your commissioner. He's telling you to register for classes, register your kids. The Parks Department is 100% open and operational. They're doing safety procedures for everyone, so everyone stays safe. And of course, we're trying to get our life back to normal as best as we can at this time.
That's right, that's right. So be a part of what's happening here at Las Palmas Community Center and come and check out all of the classes that we have, all the resources that we have. And so that's a wrap from District 3.
Thank you very much. From our City Commissioner, Omar Quintanilla, and for the City of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu.